May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If you would like to avoid criticism in your life, say nothing. Do nothing and be no one. I guarantee success. Let me give it to you again. If you would like to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. Guaranteed success. Thank God Mary and Joseph weren't listening to those around them. Let me establish clearly that I believe that Mary was symbolic of the modern woman, and that Joseph embraced the possibilities of being the modern man. And in this postmodern culture, when criticism and critique and ridicule and racism and bigotry are running rampant in our culture, we need to be able to stand up for what we believe in and to live that in our own creed. Let's begin. Joseph is married to Mary. Well, if the Bible says he was considering or divorcing her, then they must kind of sort of been married. Some say it was an engagement process. I can live with that. They were devoted and committed to each other. They were planning a huge celebration. And one night, Mary comes to Joseph and says, I'm pregnant. Now, come on, that's one of the most modern phrases. In modern couples, it happens. But because of the time and the culture and the situation, Joseph lost his stuff. He marched out, he went to his own residence, had a little temper tantrum. Not that I'm saying that any of the men in this room would have a little temper tantrum, but he did. And then he did what most of us men do in the midst of a huge crisis where we just have no idea what to do. He had a nap. He went to bed. He was overwhelmed. He was angry. He was frustrated. He was embarrassed. So he went to sleep. And God said, oh, good. Now you're listening. We can talk. We are told that an angel went to Joseph and spoke to Joseph, however that took a form, and persuaded Joseph that he adored Mary, that he loved Mary, that she was the center of his world. And this was the first of many challenges they would have in their relationship. Anyone who's been married for a while that tells you it's been total and complete bliss, I dare say, is a liar. It may have been really good. It may have been awesome. It may have been blessed and anointed, but to say there's never been an issue, oh my. And the Holy Spirit worked with Joseph, I suspect, for a long time that night. And eventually, he woke up with a fresh mind. Can you hear that this morning? A fresh mind with a new focus. And a faith that said, I will embrace this woman. And the faith that is anointed and consecrated in her. And together we will face whatever the challenges might be. Now, the risk of the whole sermon sounding like it's about Joseph, that is simply not the case. A matter of fact, let's begin to deal with Mary. And those who just heard that phrase, some of the women in the room were instantly irritated with me. You're dealing with Mary? I'm sure that's not how you sound, but you know. Let me explain. I'm one of the few that may still be around that believe that Mary was consecrated, anointed, and holy by God's design. Chosen, picked, selected for this divine purpose. And in the midst of it all, she had to deal with the humans around her. Now, in my youth and inexperience, there was a time in my life where I would take every single person that criticized and ridiculed her through this process and publish their phone numbers and addresses in every newspaper and television network around the world. But I've matured. Because remember, if you never want to be criticized, do nothing, say nothing, be no one. The criticism that Mary and Joseph would face for the decisions that they made are huge. And they needed to intentionally and deliberately surround themselves in positive, healthy people that would support their relationship. May it be said clearly that in any healthy relationships, it takes the commitment of both people equally prepared to support and encourage each other no matter what, or it will not work. The beauty is we can change our mind at any moment and recommit. It is my sincere hope and prayer that Mary was surrounded in beautiful women like Elizabeth, who she could trust and depend and lean on, and no matter what, stand with her in her independence of making a choice for her own body. Let there be no question that Mary was given an option to make a choice to have this child. That by faith and the consecration of her body and mind and spirit, she was selected for this moment. But she needed to be surrounded by other women who loved and supported her the way she was and invited her to grow. To the women in this room, are you one of those women? Are you the woman that says about every other woman in your life, this is what I need to do to love and support those women? Oh, I pray that you are. And I will tell you that the great crisis of our time is not there. It is with the men. Who did Joseph have to talk to? No one. Has that changed in 2,000 years? Very seldom. My call to the men in this room today is to be the kind of man that comes alongside another, often younger, and to say, if you ever need anything at any time, I am there for you. No matter what choices you make, I will walk with you through the storm. Men and women need that support network beyond whatever intimate relationship they may have. Mary and Joseph made a choice. Joseph allowed his heart and his mind to be changed to the glory of God, and Mary made the decision to offer her entire life, not only to carry the Christ child, but to watch him struggle in ministry. I saw something very funny this week. I'm always so grateful to the work that Marianne Miller does with our Facebook. And one of the publications I saw, and I'm not sure if she posted it or somehow it got there. And it said, if you're going to do ministry these days, you need the mind of an intellectual, the heart of a child, and the skin of a rhinoceros. Take that any way you want. Jesus would begin a ministry that was hard from the beginning and never changed. He would sacrifice more than any ordained person I've ever met. He would be asked to sacrifice more than any ordained person would want to be asked to sacrifice. And Mary would have to watch that, often helpless, only being able to give small doses of advice and guidance, and occasionally to hold him in her arms. Today we celebrate a new era started by Mary, and it's only taken us 2,000 years to catch up. And this is that new era that God can do incredible things through women and men equally without question. I've got to tell you, the men in this room, that if you happen to have a heart attack, any man under 50 should be listening to me right now, because the statistics aren't those in their 80s, 90s, and beyond. If you have a heart attack, when you get to the hospital and they need to operate, you will not care if it's a man or a woman with a scalpel in her hand or in his. You will not care if they are black or white or East Indian or from whatever country around the world. What you will care about is that they are educated, trained, and prepared for the moment to save your life. And if you're thinking any other way, you need a nap with Gabriel. This is the time where we need to fully and completely recognize that women and men have individual and unique and extraordinary gifts for ministry that they bring to every area of life. And whether they be at home raising the next leaders of our country, or whether they be on the house and trying to balance it all, they need to be respected with honor and integrity. And the man needs to wake up every morning trying to figure out how to lift up his partner. And no matter what kind of relationship you're in today, no matter what kind of relationship, if your partner loves you and respects you and honors you, hold on tight. This is an age where we are seeing more loneliness and isolation than ever before. If you have people in your life that love you the way you are and respect you for who you are, no matter what the circumstances, hold on tight. And please do everything to uphold them. Joseph might have left his room that night, made his way back over to Mary, wrapped his arms around her, and said, "We're going to do this together. May hell send its fury, and we will not back down." And my dear friends, if you think hell sends its fury in ancient times alone, then you're not watching very closely. My prayer for you, as we come upon the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, that miracle of God through Mary and Joseph, handpicked, anointed, consecrated, and blessed as the parents of this child, is that you too will have your heart and mind renewed to those that you love. To those that you love, don't allow society to decide who you should love or how you should love them. The ones that love you, pull them in tight, and in prayer make the decision, we will stay the course together. Now, some people have been absolutely thrilled with Joyce's involvement in the life of the congregation recently, and some have said, wow, she's around a lot. And today, she made a choice. And today, she decided that she needed to spend the day with her best friend of 50 years. 50 years. She and her girlfriend, Shannon, are spending the day together. Shannon and Joyce played in the backyard together, grew up together, dealt with men together, dealt with parents together. Shannon was the maid of honor. And they spend only four times a year together. And today is one of those days. And as I left the house today, knowing that Shannon and Joyce are as close as they are, and that I will be one of the topics of conversation, I made sure I said, I love you. And asked one last question. Joyce, would you mind terribly if I wrapped the two of you in bubble wrap before you go out? Because I know they'll be racing barrels on horses. I know that they will be taking great risks. And then I realized something on my way out the door that most men need to come to terms with the extraordinary people in their lives. And I'm picking on the men for a moment only because I need you to hear me. I'm not really worried that Joyce is going to take risks and be adventurous. I'm really worried she's going to ask me to do it too. May we lift up the men and women in our lives. May we make the decision who we love and how we love them. And may we hold on tight to the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ, who loves us, sustains us, and gives us the strength to do all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.